Practical Grammar of Northern Haida, Section 2.4, Temporal Adverbs. If we want to be more specific about when an action happened, we can add a temporal adverb to the sentence. Temporal adverbs are words or phrases that tell us when an action occurred. Here are a few temporal adverbs that refer to a point in the past. Adash, adash. Yesterday. Adashta laced, adashta laced. The day before yesterday. Asangwe, asangwe. A little while ago. Kalgwa, kalgwa. Last night. Hatan, hatan. Just or recently. Tladluwan, tladluwan. Quite a while ago. If the subject of the sentence is a noun phrase, then the temporal adverb will usually occur before the subject. So you get the order temporal adverb, noun phrase subject, and then your active verb as the predicate. For example, adash dan kigangan. Adash dan kigangan. Don told stories yesterday. Hatan jenny sehudangan. Hatan jenny sehudangan. Jenny just gathered some seaweed. Kalgwa Fred skiskajugan. Kalgwa Fred skiskajugan. Last night, Fred played baseball. Asangwe Cheryl Kahlugan. Asangwe Cheryl Kahlugan. Cheryl got up a little while ago. It is also possible, though, for the modifier, the temporal adverb, to occur in between the subject and the predicate. So you get the order subject, noun phrase, then the temporal adverb, and then the predicate, the active verb. Here are some sentences showing this pattern. Bill tladluwan hangulgan. Bill tladluwan hangulgan. Bill worked quite a while ago. An hat unk a jugan. An hat unk a jugan. An just sang. Nungjadas adath skadangan. Nungjadas adath skadangan. The woman picked berries yesterday. Ted adath da laced hjalgan. Ted adath da laced hjalgan. Ted danced the day before yesterday. Both orders are possible, and the meaning of the sentence remains the same, regardless of which order you choose to use. However, different rules apply if the subject of the sentence is a pronoun instead of a noun phrase. In that case, the temporal adverb must come first. It cannot occur in between the pronoun subject and the predicate. So you only get the order temporal adverb, pronoun subject, and then active verb. Here are some examples of this pattern. Kalgwa dalunk ajugan. Halgwadalunk ajugan. You folks sang last night. Asungwait alung titligan. Asungwait alung titligan. We sewed a little while ago. Tladluwan hultak udlungan. Tladluwan hultak udlungan. She painted quite a while ago. Het antlkunst egen. Het antlkunst egen. I just blew my nose.